Hello.
Hi, this is Emily returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yeah, this is Michael Harris.
How may I help you?
I filled out two claims and I've been doing my weekly claim every Sunday for like the last 6 weeks and I still haven't received a check. I've been out of work. I'm late on all of my bills because they won't let me know what's going on. I done filed two separate claims. So I'm calling to file another claim. I don't understand, like, what's the problem.
Why did you file two separate claims?
Because I haven't received money from the first claim. Do it take 4, 5, 6 weeks before you get money?
So I'm not able to advise on, like, the processing of the claim because what we do here is file claims. But
okay,
if your
well,
claim
I need to file
already...
another claim.
Well, if your claim is active, you should not file a claim because that just kind of restarts the process. You should only reopen your claim if your claim is closed. Have you been able to go to your portal online and see the status of your claim?
It said it was my direct deposit information. I gave that to a guy like 5 days ago. It's still saying the same thing. Like, bills don't stop. Like, I could file weekly claims all day, but if I'm not getting no money, like, what am I doing? I just want somebody to tell me what's going on.
Have you spoken to the inquiry line?
Every time I call that 361-4524 number, they'll try to call back I don't never get a call from them. So I quit calling that. I did that 3 times. That's still not helping me get closer to paying my bills.
So are you calling at 5 p.m. Sunday
yes,
to Thursday to schedule an appointment?
An appointment for the next day. I done did that 3 or 4 different times. You can see when I first started my claim. I still haven't received nothing.
Okay. Could you give me your Social Security number, please?
It's 416-117-3399.
And could you confirm your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Michael Harris, 217-81, and her maiden name is Harris.
Okay, and your driver's license number?
674-6431.
Okay, one moment. Let me place you on a brief hold. I'm still going to be on the line. Just you're going to be on mute. So if you need me, just let me know. Okay?
All right.
And when was the last time you filed your weekly certification? Did you file one
Yes,
Sunday?
yesterday.
Okay. Okay, one moment. And usually when you open a claim, you'll receive documentation in the mail. Have you received any of that? Like a pamphlet that explains you the like responsibilities and all that, and then a monetary determination. Have you received any of that? Hello?
I haven't even received none of that yet.
So you have not received anything
Nothing.
At all in the mail? Okay, one moment. So right now your portal is still saying that it's missing your deposit information. It's not saying that your claim needs attention or anything of
what
the sort.
What deposit?
It's just the deposit information.
I gave him my deposit information. Can I please give it to you again? I gave it to him 5 days ago. It's like I gave him, he said I couldn't use my Chime account, so I gave them my Wells Fargo account. He said it needed to be a bank that you can walk into. And that's what I did. I gave him my Wells Fargo information. Now, can I please give it to you right now? And you update it?
So, give me one. No, what I'm asking is right now in your direct deposit, in your portal, it's only saying the deposit thing. It's not showing anything else as far as like status or alerts.
Hold on. Let me pull it up right now while I got you on the phone. It says two issues, direct deposit issue and separation issue. Why is it a separation issue if they let me go? They fired me because I had a hand injury.
Okay, so as far as answering questions about the status of your claim or whether there may be an issue for your separation, this is not the right line for that. I would not have access to any of that. That's why I was asking you if you contacted the inquiry line, that number you said, where you made appointments. Now, you can submit those inquiries on the website as well directly, and they'll get back to you with more information regarding your case. Have you tried submitting
No,
it
like, what
online?
do I need to do to submit it on? Well, like, what do I need to submit for a separation issue? If you fired me, you fired me. I didn't quit. Well, I would have still been there. It shouldn't be a separation issue. I don't understand why somebody can work their whole life, but when they actually need the government, they give them the runaround. I got six kids and bills due. I don't have time to be playing.
Okay. I understand. So unfortunately, that's not anything that I have access to or any information, because what we do here is file the claims. Now, I'm just checking on if we have any information, because you say you did not get a call. It looks like the phone number you provided with your claim is disconnected, and someone attempted to call you Friday
No,
around
I gave them
11:30.
this number.
But it would not be able to get. Is that the number that
Yeah,
you put on your
205
claim?
261-2620. That's the only number I got.
Can you give me that
205
again?
261-2620. See, it's.
That's the one that when you made your that's the one when you made your appointment that you put in for the appointment, and also the number that you put in
Yes, that's the
for
only
your
number
claim,
I've had.
correct? Okay, that's 205-261-2620.
Yes.
Six one two six two zero. Okay, and could you confirm your last
Arrow tech.
employer for me? LL Tech. Okay. All right, one moment. Again, I'm gonna place you on a brief hold, but I'm
All
still here,
right.
so if you need me, let me know. Okay, so based on what limited information we're able to see here, it shows the determination has not been made. Now, I'm not certain if that's related to the issues you're seeing in your portal or because the claim was made again. I'm not certain, but you would need to reach out to the inquiry line, but you can do that online. You should see a something that says unemployment compensation inquiry or something of the sort, like submit an inquiry in your portal, and you can submit the request there. But it does look like they tried
No.
to call you last Friday.
Okay.
Did you have a missed call? Okay. So you would need to submit it online or make an appointment at the phone number.
I
Before you
done
said you
did this
called
over and
three
over. What
times and
happened
made an
to just being
appointment?
able to call somebody and talk to them? Like that, make appointment the day before and for the next day, and that don't work out for nobody. Because every week I file my weekly claim, just not
Well,
doing
that's because
nothing.
of
It's
you.
like working a job and not getting paid for 6, 7 weeks, and you not knowing what's going on. It's like I still got bills due. I don't understand. Like, what's the problem? Every Sunday.
And you're filing weekly certifications, right? Because you said weekly claim, and it's the weekly certifications, right?
I
Not a
file my
claim,
weekly
because you
claim
said you
every
filed a weekly
Sunday.
claim.
Well,
So
certification.
the and by
But
that you mean your
I filed a
certification,
claim
like
twice
certifying whether
because
you
the
had
last guy I
earnings?
talked to 2 weeks ago said, well, maybe you need to file it again. So I filed it again. He asked me the same questions the first lady asked.
And had
No.
you missed a weekly certification
No.
or anything like that it
No
told you the
matter what
claim
they
may be
said, I
closed?
still file my weekly.
Okay. Yes, and you absolutely need to continue that because that's what keeps the claim open as they process it. I'm just not certain it what the situation was with the last claim because I can only see, what's current with this one. But I go ahead and file an inquiry online because then they'll get back to you by email. They should have a response, or they may call you, and then you'll be able to confirm that the phone number you're opening in is the current one. So, because I'm at this point, unfortunately, I don't have access to like seeing the status of your claim or anything like that, because this line is really just for filing claims. So if you were filing a new claim, this is where you would call. But if your claim is open, you
You
don't
said
want
I
to
need
do
to go
that
to the
because
claimant
that would
portal.
restart the process. So in your claimant portal, you should see an option or on the website to submit an inquiry. It's unemployment compensation inquiry. It'll take you to a form where you can fill in and submit your inquiry. And you will see stuff like on the sidebar. It'll have like following services are available on our website and things like that. So it's a form where you can submit your inquiry. Let me see. I believe it's also available.
It said file a claim, file weekly certifications, view status of weekly certification, obtain general information, view benefit rights.
Okay, one second.
Worse than that.
Okay, so you actually have a link directly on the front page of our website. So if you go to labor.alabama.gov, you'll see the front page. It'll have like three pictures. It'll say claimants, job seekers, and employers. Under claimants, one of the option just underneath will be request/provide claim information. And when you click that, you'll be able to submit. You just enter your information to submit your request. And then you'll be able to send that by email, and someone will get back to you.
Okay. You said go to Access Claimant Portal. Is that what I need to click on? No, that's taking me back.
No, it's so under the claimant like side, you'll have first one is file a continue a claim, claimant portal, file an appeal. What you want is request/provide claim information. And when you click that, it'll take you to a form that says unemployment compensation inquiry at the top. But you definitely want to continue doing your weekly certifications because that is what keeps your claim open. But yeah, go ahead and submit an inquiry, or you can also call the number that you've already called me, the appointment. I'm not certain if maybe there had been an issue, a temporary issue with your number. I'm not certain. All I can see, because we're not the same department. We don't have the same access.
Okay.
But if you submit your inquiry online, someone will get back to you. Okay. All right. Thank you.